Tracy Fountain and Reem Abu Shaheen are with me. They're both from Back to Basics, which is this really fantastic company which offers courses both to parents and also to corporates and to nannies, let's say, at home, in order to really provide the information to you to help protect your child. You do first aid courses as well, which is wonderful. We were just talking off air, weren't we? I mean, can anyone, you know, just have a think now, let's ask everyone the question. If anything happened at home to your child, would you know where to go? Would you know who to call? Do you have a list somewhere that you know that whoever's minding them can call, a sort of emergency phone number list? You know, there's all these sorts of things. And you were saying, you know, it's only until, you always think, there's always this sense of, oh, it'll never happen to me, or you only start really thinking about it after the event, unfortunately. Can you give us some ideas, just maybe some quick tips that you can share with us today and perhaps our listeners as to really what are the essentials that you think should be in the house and people should really be sort of planning for and have available?
Mm. I mean, what we really focus on is not only the practical changes to the environment in the home, but a key factor which does seem to be lacking, and for the volumes of people we've trained now, is the changes that need to take place in the social behaviour as well. I think, you know, what we've realised and why this all started was you can't just take an off-the-shelf programme from the UK or the US, bring it here in Dubai and expect it to be relevant and effective with everybody. There's so many different nationalities, so many different cultures from countries where their governments might not have invested so much in awareness towards child safety. And then we're all here together in the UAE, and many homes as well, you know, where they're made up of with domestic staff, with home help that are from countries who have very little focus on child safety. So what we look at is, you know, first of all, you know, let's look at who's in the home, who actually can contribute to the child safety, what changes you can make within your home, and with the workshops. It's not us preaching to people, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that. It's actually getting people to think about their own home environment and challenge them on how they could possibly make steps, positive steps to change in their own environment. And you know, what's great is everyone comes out with it themselves. You know, they all go away with their own understanding and you know, their own declaration, what they're going to do when they go home.
I mean, so I think we're all really familiar with the tragic stories. It just seems to be every week almost where we had a number of infants who were falling from balconies, drownings in swimming pools. I mean, and just the horrific story that just this week where this poor boy was left in the car.
Right.
And this is happening. This is real.
Yeah. It's, I mean, when you, we've been fortunate enough to pull together a strong advisory board of experts across the region, all who have a common goal, some government level, professors from university, paediatricians, and collectively, you know, we've come up with you know, studies and theories as to why that might be happening here. And, you know, the UAE is still only 40 years old. There's been a rapid growth of infrastructure. Safety legislation hasn't caught up with it. There's been actually very little awareness towards injury prevention. There's been some on road traffic, but on the topics in the home, there's been nothing really. So, it does need to be a combination of legislation, but also with education.
Yeah.
And that's now, this year it's now definitely starting to happen. But I think, you know, one of the key factors that we were just going back to is that, you know, with the lack of awareness, it every single incident that we've read about in the newspapers, be it the falls, be it the burns, the cars, you know, overheating, every single one of these incidents was predictable and preventable. And it all comes down to behaviour, as well as, you know, you can't just sit around and wait for change in legislation. It's every child has a right to be protected, and the parents need to recognise what pressures they have on their own lives. You can imagine people who come home, they've got financial pressures, they might have family pressures, work pressures, life takes over. You know, but we're living in an environment that is built by adults and for adults. You know, we sometimes forget about the
children.
You know, the children
that
are within that.
We encourage always parents to be proactive, not only to wait for laws to be in place. Because honestly, from a training point of view, we trained around 800 parents so far. And a very simple question about what is the emergency number or who to call in case of emergency honestly, the answers were a little bit shocking.
That nobody really knew.
Yeah, mm. They don't know that the number is 999. And mm. take it again, 999. Mm. So these simple things would lead you to think about that we have really a problem here in the region, and that's why it's leading to a lot of, as Tracy said, preventable injuries.
Yeah. Mm.
The other thing, you know, drowning is extremely high in this region. You know, the last study showed that on an average of 11 drowning incidents, which led to fatalities per year here in the UAE, Dubai was the highest throughout all the Emirates.
Wow.
But if you look at the environment that we live in, every apartment block has a swimming pool.
Beach, you know, life as well.
The beach life.
And pool parties are very kind of
quite popular.
It's hot weather, it's, you know, get the kids in the pool, they'll cool down. And again, it's the mentality of, well, it's not going to happen to me. But, you know, if you're hosting a pool party, what a massive responsibility that is to have, you know, 10 other children there that are not your own children, that you're actually responsible for. You know, not only the fact that you've got adults there, how many of these adults can actually swim?
Exactly.
You know, we see domestic staff, nannies taking children to the pools, but they can't swim themselves. Majority, you know, we've trained hundreds of nannies. And we always ask this question, you know, we do sessions on, you know, if an incident takes place, rescue drowning for a non-swimmer, also a swimmer, majority of them don't swim. And again, it comes down to, if you have somebody else supervising your children, who, even if it's for a couple of hours during the day, you need to make sure that they're actually fully equipped, they're given direction, and they're actually empowered to make decisions in your absence, and that means responding to an emergency. So many people don't actually want to think of
writing a will, isn't it? No
Absolutely.
One likes to write a will or you know,
that's
go for
so
a checkup at the doctor, even though there might be nothing wrong with you.
You don't want to consider it.
Yeah,
but you know, I bet every single parent that has faced a tragic incident here over the last 12 months would, you know, all wish they had.
Exactly.
You know, because they were all preventable.
Just had a quick text come through asking about, are you registered? Who are your partners and are you registered as a company?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to be honest, we've had so much red tape to go through.
This is what they just said. There's a lot of government entities.
Absolutely.
And,
and you know, this is why when it all started, unless we got full accreditation, full government support, it would be literally knocking on doors, and you know, to make an impact in the community, it has to be also there supported by the government.
Yeah.
So going from, you know, at a local level, we're the only organization that has a community program that's fully endorsed by the local government. Dubai is actually the first country in the GCC to have a governing body which regulates first aid. So what we're looking at is both injury prevention, but also the need to be able to respond if an incident occurs. So on the basis of the first aid, we've had to go through getting endorsed by organisations in the UK. We're endorsed by a company called First Aid Awards, First Aid International, American Heart Association. And then we're approved by Health Authority Abu Dhabi, Dubai Ambulance
That's
Services,
fantastic.
By Health Authority. So we've, I mean, it's
ticking all the boxes.
Yeah. But you know, that's it. We're talking about extremely, extremely important topics, and not only that, you know, to be, you know, registered as a first aid company in anywhere. Actually, you don't actually have to be a medic. You know, you can be a personal assistant one day, 3 days later you could actually, you know, just by having a first aid certificate, go for an instructor's license. But, you know, when we're talking about this, you've got to make sure that the people that are training you are equipped to answer every question. It's going to go off track of the course syllabus. So everybody that we recruit is, they're certified international instructors, but they're also medics with either paramedics backgrounds, ER, pediatrics.
Okay.
And that's something we feel very strongly about.
And talking about the languages now, I know, Reem, that you've just been developing an Arabic program. Is that correct?
In June, we launched the first Arabic program, community program, and workshops. So child injury prevention workshops, emergency pediatric response course, and first aid for infant and children were all developed in Arabic
that's
to make
wonderful.
Sure that we are giving the right information to everyone. So we did a lot of workshops in Dubai. We started in Latifa Hospital. also in with Dubal Aluminium and also in Ras El Khaimah. And it was honestly a very, very successful workshop from the very high and very powerful feedback that we got from the parents and how much this program affected them instantly. And all of them, they kind of give us a word that they're going to go home and they're going to do a lot of changes.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. And really for like the domestic staff, for the nannies, let's say, do you have to go with them or can they just attend themselves?
Again, what we've actually done is we've separated the workshops from the parents and the home help. And this was part of the development process of the courses that we found that when the ladies were together with their own peers, the learning outcome was stronger, their involvement was a lot stronger. When I've observed them learning with the sponsors, you know, they don't want to make mistakes.
Right.
They want to make, you know, and they don't participate so much. So we've, the outcome is the same at the end of the day, but they're learning.
We have books in different languages.
I was going to say, what other languages do you offer? Is it just Arabic, English at the moment?
We have the books, the materials, and even the instructor that can give in Arabic, English, and Tagalog.
Right.
And also we have books in Sri Lankan.
Oh, that's great.
So four languages so far and other languages to come.
And do you ever do like anything like go to the home itself?
Right,
we do.
We do. We get a lot of requests actually for private training.
Yeah.
So we'll go to people's homes, we'll take all the equipment, all the videos, the training.
Especially
will go.
For women who just delivered, so that they feel more comfortable in the house next to their children.
Mm. I mean, that's great, because you can actually then see, because all the houses are so different, aren't they, that you can actually offer advice as to how to protect
like
swimming pools, how to put fencing around it, how to protect all the various different steps and corners and edges, and it's amazing when you look at the house in a completely different way.
Yeah,
don't
you?
I've just now with my little one that's crawling around now, it's unbelievable.
we created a short film called Through the Child's Eyes. It's a public awareness film, which is on YouTube. But the whole idea was to actually film it through the child's eyes at their level, and you can see all the hazards that children are drawn towards that you don't necessarily see as an adult.
And they're always drawn to them, aren't they? Plug sockets, wires.
Water, anything shiny.
Experts always say if you want to really know the hazards that your child might go into this, you have to
go down
on
to their
level. So crawl, okay, and make sure that everything is safe.
It's a great idea.
According to their level.
Yeah. One final text message. Hello, I'd love for my children to do a first aid course. Can children do the first aid courses as well, and from what age?
Yeah, what we're doing actually this year, we have so many plans this year. At the moment, the programs that we're running are for parents or for home help and for employees of organisations. And on the CODs this year, we're looking at e-learning programs to go into schools. We're also looking at program designed specifically for children. I mean, the key is with every single course that we do, the ownership's not on one person. We're talking about the involvement of every single person in the home. Children as young as 3 years of age can learn the ambulance number. They can learn, you know, what is safe, what is not safe, and they can also help to keep their siblings safe.
Right.
So, actually, when you know, we've just run a workshop on Saturday for Dubal employees, and there was one Emirati boy that came along. He was 11 years old, and he wanted to be the spokesperson of the group. He
very
was
proactive.
Very proactive in the training, and you know, it was fantastic to see that if this young boy, you know, gets more instructions, more guidance as he's growing up, he's going to have a safety culture, he's going to pass it on to his family. And that's the idea. So this year we have got a lot of focus on taking these programs to schools for sort of 10 years upwards.
Brilliant. Oh, it sounds brilliant. I mean, congratulations to both of you. I think it is such a fantastic program and just so well needed as well. And I wish you all the very, very best with that. Let's give out a website if we can. All the details are on there. If you'd like to contact either Tracy or Reem, it's www.backtobasicsuae.com. Backtobasicsuae.com. They're also on Facebook, just Back to Basics UAE. Tracy Fountain and Reem Abu Shaheen, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you.
Thanks.